Good morning, all. And I'm definitely going to have to continue the conversation about banks, aren't I? I agree with Simon that it's not right to just accept poor customer service. But equally, if you're expecting really good customer service when historically it's been proved not to happen, then I don't quite understand why bother being optimistic about something that historically is going to be terrible. A used cars salesman is never going to give you the type of service you're going to get in a Bentley dealership. That is, no matter how much of expectation I have that I want the service I would get when buying a Bentley, when I go in to buy a 15-year-old car from a car lot, but it's not going to happen, is it? And banks very much fall into the poor customer service realm. And I think Jana and Simon touched on the reason why when they talked about it being so big. I don't think any of the staff who deal with personal customers, particularly in the high street banks, but clearly not all banks, or clearly not all the internet banks as well. I don't think they actually care. I don't think they're trained to care. I don't think they're trained to... I don't think it matters to them whether they provide a good service or not. It doesn't matter to their paycheck. It doesn't matter to their day. And if you get good service, it's only because you've got a local branch where you've got a really good manager who actually instills a sense of teamwork in their team and instills a ethos in their team of good customer service. And I don't think most banks do that. They just don't care, and it propagates all the way through. Kahoot sounds horrible. I've got a Kahoot account. I've never done anything complicated with it, so maybe I've been fortunate in that respect. And the only thing I've ever needed from them are things like IBAN numbers or SWIFT numbers, and they've managed to reply to me sensibly for that. But as Jana noted, my main account is with First Direct, who I think one of the reasons that First Direct are doing quite well in terms of their customer service is that their ethos has always been good telephone banking. And it seems to me that that general ethos has been kept. In general, when you phone up First Direct, they are courteous, they are helpful, at least so far to me. Maybe other people are having different experiences again. When I had trouble with my credit card online, not credit card, bank debit card, buying something online, it wouldn't go through. I had a phone call from First Direct within 10 minutes saying, "We noticed you tried to get through and it's been rejected. How can we help?" I don't know. I've always found them very, very good, which is why I'm still with them. And yeah, it is depressing. It should be a basic consumer right that if you are purchasing a service off a customer, off a... supplier rather, then you get good service. It's a little bit tricky with banks in that you don't pay for your service, you pay in the lack of interest you get. But I genuinely believe that most of them are so big and so arrogant that they do not think they need to train their staff in customer service or motivate their staff to give customer service. Personally, I find that depressing. But my life and my contact with banks is much, much easier if I start with the expectation that they are not there to help me out. They're there to get me out of their branch as quickly as possible.